I don't know if a lot of Christians know how serious Satanism is. Anton LaVey founded the Church of Satan in 1966, published the Satanic Bible in 1969. One of his good friends broke away in 1975 and founded the Temple of Set, the Egyptian name for the god of the underworld. Michael Aquino, Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army, a Green Beret who specialized in torture and psychological warfare. After Johnny Gosch was kidnapped in Iowa while on his paper route in 1982, when he appeared on his mother's doorstep years later, he named Michael Aquino as one of the key perpetrators in his kidnapping. Michael Aquino had high Pentagon clearance and worked on numerous black and covert ops. Allegations have been made that he participated in MK-Ultra-type mind-control Nazi experiments on children in Nebraska. He worked at a daycare center at an army base in Presidio, California in the 1980s, where numerous children came forward with disgusting and bizarre allegations of sexual abuse. One child was able to describe Michael Aquino's home inside and out, including the black walls inside. So the FBI was able to get a search warrant and they raided his home in the 1980s and they confiscated numerous videos and photographs, but no charges were ever filed. Another man who worked at the daycare center, Gary Heinrich, was also named as an abuser. After the allegations, the daycare center was set ablaze by arson. Rusty Nelson, the admitted photographer of Lawrence King, Larry King, the African-American of the Franklin cover-up fame, has implicated Michael Aquino in numerous parties that were put on by Larry King. Why would a known Satanist, Michael Aquino, with a PhD and a member of the Special Forces with high government clearance, be working at a daycare center with children? Listen to Rusty Nelson lay it all out on A Closer Look with Michael Corbin. He lays it all out in a 2 or 3 hour interview when he describes the disgusting practice of child trafficking and pedophilia and child pornography in America. In 1989, the front page of the Washington Times read, "Homosexual prostitution ring snares VIPs with Reagan and Bush," and explained how Craig Spence, a lobbyist, took young boys who were in this ring on midnight tours of the White House. These boys were victims of this ring. Paul Bonacci is one of these victims. In his testimony to John DeCamp, on record, he describes this. Paul Bonacci admits to being part of the kidnapping of Johnny Gosch in 1982 for these people. It's on record. Before Johnny was even kidnapped, a woman called the police because she saw somebody photographing him. But they couldn't do anything because photographing someone's not against the law. Then, when he was kidnapped and everybody was able to put the pieces together, it was too late. And Paul Bonacci pieced all the pieces together. He described the kidnapping. He described the handoff to the van. In his journals, which have been analyzed by numerous forensic scientists and verified as authentic, he describes going to a campground with big tall trees in California where men wore robes and carried torches, where he described being forced to participate in a snuff film. He even described a moss-covered owl and the men in black robes with torches. And in Senator John DeCamp's book, The Franklin Cover-Up, that was the only one detail that he didn't put in because John DeCamp, former senator of Nebraska, didn't know about the Bohemian Grove and didn't know about the cremation of care ceremony and knew nothing about the owl, which in Alex Jones's Dark Secrets Inside the Bohemian Grove, he proves there is a moss covered stone owl
in the Bohemian Grove.
Now, in the updated edition of Senator John DeKalb's book, he includes it because in 2001, Alex Jones's and Mike Hansen's film came out proving the cremation of care ceremony, where each summer in the Bohemian Grove, men dress up in black and silver and red robes and carry torches and have a mock human sacrifice where they burn an effigy of a child at the altar of Moloch, the 40-foot-tall stone owl, in their bizarre ceremony, where they talk about being in Babylon. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 21. Don't sacrifice your children on the altar fires to the god Moloch. Moloch was a god that the ancient Babylonians and Canaanites used to sacrifice their children to by burning them alive at the altar. And now that very same ceremony is reenacted in the Bohemian Grove every year by the global elite, and nobody talks about it, and they deny it, and they think that it's okay, and they don't think that we're gonna do anything about it. I'm calling for an all-out investigation into all suspects of the Franklin cover-up, and of the Church of Satan, and of the Temple of Set. Into all pedophiles and Satanists and murderers everywhere! We're gonna put you under surveillance! Big Brother's watching us, and we're gonna watch you! We're launching an all-out investigation and placing all suspects under surveillance! We're not gonna leave a rock unturned and a suspect unquestioned until we get to the bottom of this! We're gonna find out what happened at Boys Town and with the Franklin cover-up and with Larry King and with his parties and with Michael Aquino, the founder of the Temple of Set, and with the Finders, the corrupt faction within the CIA, which facilitates this kidnapping and trafficking of human slavery for child pornography. Topics too sensitive to make the evening news while everybody's laughing at the Michael Jackson case. Countless suspects go free, and we're gonna find you. I turn on the evening news, and I see pedophiles, and I see murderers, and I see children being kidnapped and murdered, and I'm getting sick of it. And you better pray to the Almighty God and repent, for he will cast your soul into hell.